Welcome back to another jam-packed episode of the Travel Business Babe podcast, empowering you to step outside your comfort zone to create the life and the business of your dreams. The TBB podcast is the perfect blend of personal branding and personal development designed to give you tips, tricks, and strategies to help you create the life and online business of your dreams so you can have the freedom to work from anywhere. A travel business babe is the CEO of her life and her business. She dreams big and takes massive action on her goals. She harnesses the power of social media to build up her personal brand so that she can have the life and the business that she dreams of. Hey guys, today we are joined by Liz White, who is a mentor, coach, and teacher for spiritually minded boss babes ready to rise above the status quo. She helps women awaken their inner money making maven, call in the life they truly desire, and run a fully aligned and profitable business. You can catch her on Instagram at lizwhite.co and tune into her podcast, Money Making Maven, where she dives into all things money, mindset, and magic. Hey Liz, I'm so happy you're here today.
Hi, Christy. Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
I know. This is so exciting. Guys, you know, this is one of my first ones. So Liz has graciously decided to come on and chat with us all things money making, manifesting, and being a boss babe.
Yes. So, I'm excited.
Yes, me too. So Liz, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, like how you began your coaching career, building your business, and manifesting money?
Yes. So I have been in business for a little over 6 years now. I got started doing it as a side hustle while I worked a 9-to-5 and quickly transitioned over into working for myself full time. So my background is in branding and marketing. And I started off coaching with those clients where I was helping them create their brands and really be with them during the process of setting up their business. And I quickly realized that the coaching and kind of nitty gritty part of things was what I truly loved. So I transitioned away from the branding and marketing world and dove headfirst into coaching. And now bringing in things like money mindset, manifestation, a lot of woo things into my business, just as far as my own spiritual practices have evolved and grown, and being able to incorporate that and integrate it in with the coaching that I do for awesome spiritual babes.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm so excited to get into more of that. So you mentioned a lot about manifesting money. I noticed today you posted something on Instagram, a story about how you've been manifesting money, either writing down like a desired amount that you want to make, or can you just dive into a little bit about that? And like some people might have not even heard about manifesting money if they're not into that.
Yeah. So I think to really dive in and understand manifesting money, the first thing is to understand manifestation. And that's really just bringing something from your imagination or your inner world and creating it in the physical realm. So that can be all things from like money to relationships to opportunities. And what I love about manifestation is the ability to bring that into business and into the ways that we're making money. And not even necessarily making money, but just like allowing money and abundance to come into our lives in really interesting, creative ways. So after going through and dissecting and rewriting mindset and money blocks, there's this really sweet space of being able to open the gates into manifesting money in ways that maybe you aren't like totally prepared or even know the how behind. So today when I was talking about manifesting money, I was talking about doing it through affiliate marketing, where I am an affiliate for a few different companies that I really believe in their tools, their products. I talk about it all the time. I just happen to be a part of their affiliate program, and it's been able to create a consistent four-figure income in my business, in my life, on a monthly basis.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and it was like a total shock the first time I even discovered that I was actually accumulating money and creating this interesting flow of cash was when I cleared a money block and realized that I had like $5,000 just sitting in an account waiting for me to tap into. And I think it was so interesting and one of like the best ways to be introduced with, you know, you're clearing all of these blocks that you're creating resistance around earning and resistance around setting, accepting money and abundance, wealth, what have you. When you can clear those out, it just allows things to come to you quickly and rapidly. And so, I love being able to manifest money in ways where I feel like no resistance around. So affiliate marketing to me is just free money that I'm tapping into.
Which
like,
is great.
I don't even know how people are sometimes finding things. You know, I have blog posts. I talk about things on Instagram. I talk about things in my Facebook group. And I just kind of like talk about things all the time. And it's just a natural conversation. It's not like such of a selling strategy. And so, it's been this really interesting way that I've been able to manifest money and now even get more tactical with it too by setting goals.
And setting goals is obviously like the key to succeeding and moving forward. There's a few things in there that I wanted to chat about. First is money block, but also I know a lot of people who like might want to start a business or start a side hustle and they like have a goal in mind, but they don't have a how. So what if someone was trying to start a business or build a brand or even like build an online following and they know that that's what they want, but how would you say like they could manifest a how? Say just using like starting a business brand or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first step in discovering how to do something is really tapping into what you want and what you desire. So part of me is I'm very type A, but I'm also very into all of this woo business where I love the mindset and the you don't need to know how it's going to happen, but then I also like to know how it's going to happen, right?
Yeah. So
getting started and figuring out, okay, I know I want to build a business, but how do I do it? I think the first step is really getting clear on what you're actually desiring, what you want, and
so
being
like a goal.
Clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that then you can tap into your intuition to see like, how do your skills play into this? How do your desires play into it? If you are really wanting to create a business, but you don't want to sell physical items, you want to work with other people, that's already a step in the right direction. You're narrowing in what you want to be doing. So really just being able to hone in and list out what you want from a business allows you to get more clarity. So then the how can come to you.
Awesome. So I know like even for me, I find myself sometimes just making a list about like qualities that I want or things that I want in my life. Would you say that is a good way to kind of get started?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think so for sure.
Lists are always good. So building off of that, I know that you ask yourself three questions whenever you make any decision. Yes, I got this from like one of your Instagram stories. As any Instagram people, I know that we're always looking at other people's profiles. But what are those three questions that you ask yourself when you make a decision?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me see if I remember these right. I have them written down somewhere.
If you don't, or you could totally just think of what's on top of your mind.
Yeah, I think, okay, so for me right now, it might not be what's in my Instagram post, but for me right now, the three questions that I'm asking myself are, do I actually want this to happen? So what I mean by that is like, do I actually want to be doing XYZ, or do I want to be doing XYZ because I see other people doing it and I think that I should be doing it? Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm thinking about things and I think, oh, I should do this or I have to do that, I notice my words that I'm using around things where if I should be doing something or if I have to be doing something, it's like, why is that? Why do I think that? And it's usually because I don't actually want to be doing it. There's something iffy there that I need to go in and reevaluate. So yeah, the first one is, do I actually desire to do whatever the thing is that I'm trying to decide? The second one is,
like, I think it was like, does it expand you and then excite you? I like the expanding one.
Yes.
That was
okay.
Cool.
Cause I was going to say like fun and that plays into exciting. Okay. Yes. So do I desire it? then does it feel expansive? There we go. Yes. So if I think about it, am I kind of like, this is more of like how my body responds to it. So does my body feel like it's contracting and I'm kind of like closing in on myself? That would be like a no, don't do it. That would be kind of like a red flag for me. Does it feel like it is going to be able to be expansive where I feel like my heart is kind of opening to it, where I feel like there's a lot of opportunity there. So I kind of like tap into actual, like the physical aspect of what I'm feeling. And then yes, does it excite me? Am I actually thinking that it's going to be fun? Do I think that it's going to be something that I'm really going to look forward to? Does it sound like something that I want to talk about a lot? Like, do I get excited when I talk about it to other people? Am I actually talking to other people about it? Those are all really three great things that I've been doing to make sure that what I'm deciding for myself, whether it's my life or my business, is going to be a good thing or maybe something that I can pass on.
That's amazing. And that's so smart that you have like a set set questions that you ask yourself, because I know sometimes, myself included, like I'll make either a rash decision or like a decision based on like my emotions at the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just like, that's not the best way to go about it. So I feel like I'll start like implementing that in my life as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something that takes practice. And even as I'm saying, like, this is what I'm doing to make decisions, sometimes I still make decisions just on the fly. And then I can always come back and know, like, okay, if I'm feeling weird about something, why am I feeling weird about it? Is it just something that I have to work through? Or is it something deeper that's really showing me that I shouldn't be taking action on something?
And I think that like when you make a decision, it's super important to think about the must versus the should. I recently, mm-hmm. not recently, probably like a year ago, I read a book and it was called Must Versus Should. And it was kind of about two different pathways you could always take, like, oh, like I should be hanging out with my friends or I should be going out tonight. But like, I don't know. It was you must versus mm-hmm. you should. So like, but you don't really have to go out with your friends, or you don't mm-hmm. need to see them if you don't want to, or if kind of like you were saying, like if your body just doesn't feel like it's something that you want to do, then it's mm-hmm. not something that you should have to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you there, especially with the whole like hanging out with friends, going to events or something like that. And sometimes I get the feeling of, oh, I just want to stay home. But then I know that if I do stay home, that I could have had a lot of fun going out and doing something a little bit out of my daily routine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's tricky too, especially in those instances, because there's sometimes where like, you know, you're going to have a lot of fun doing something, but then you also want to just stay home and not do anything.
Yeah. Do you ever have that? Do you find with your business, like you feel like you really need to stay in one night and work or get a call or do emails, but like maybe your friends are doing something or you're invited to go somewhere else? Do you ever have that inner struggle between business and personal life?
Oh yeah, 100%. I feel like as a business owner, it's very easy to work and have your brain turned on to just like work and business 24/7. And even just like working on the weekends, whatever. But something that really helps me is being able to have something in my calendar. So if I know that something's coming up, I can really definitely block time off for that and I can look forward to it. I'm definitely someone who likes having a plan as far as like, okay, am I going somewhere? How do I need to get there? That kind of a thing. It helps me feel like better about just like situations.
Yeah.
but I definitely do put priority over now having those opportunities and being able to go out, meet new people, go to events, whatever, hang out with friends, go to dinner with my boyfriend. I do put more of a priority on that now just because I know it's so important in keeping me sane.
Right. And that's something I feel like we've learned as we've grown up too, like being able to prioritize who you want to hang out with, when you want to hang out with them, being able to block off the time because you know that that's good for your well-being as well.
Exactly. And I think it also is very true too, if it's people that you know build you up. I think if you are finding resistance to not wanting to hang out with certain people or go to certain things because you know how you'll feel afterwards isn't the greatest, that's really something to listen to. That's your intuition telling you something very important.
Yeah.
So that's something to listen to as well. Like, what is the reason why you might want to stay home if that is coming up?
Oh, I like that. Have you ever, like, through your business, either lost a friend, or have you found that you've had, like, super supportive friends and family members, or has there been, like, something that was a real struggle with you, friends, or family members?
I found that I am really good at setting boundaries, and within my business, and now this new transition into more of, like, the spiritual aspect of things as well, you know, working with energy, with mindset, and also working into the more masculine energy of running a business and making money.
Right. That really is more of a masculine thing, which I think is so interesting.
Yeah. It's helped me get very clear on my boundaries. Like, I do not have time for people who don't believe in me. I don't have time to have conversations that dig into doubts and worries and just bring me down and really sow fear into my life as a business owner. I don't have time for that, and I won't put up with it. And it's not that I might have lost friendships. It's that I've chosen to seek friends that build me up. I've chosen to spend time with people who we both build each other up. It's a very happy, joyful, encouraging relationship rather than feeling like I always have to defend my business, which in the beginning is kind of like where I feel like I lived in. So I think that, yeah, when we're talking about relationships and managing those as a business owner, you just really have to understand that you control everything, and the people that are in your life will meet you where you allow them to meet you. And this can kind of like play into energy as well. Like, what are the energetic minimums that you expect from relationships? I no longer tolerate people who come in and tear me down. That's not something I'm ever available for. And because I've set that boundary, I've set that minimum, I don't have that in my life anymore. And so I've gotten really clear on the kinds of relationships that I do want. And that's been so helpful, just being able to have those boundaries and seeing the freedom within those boundaries rather than like, oh, I have to like cut out all my friends. It's not about that. It's your time is so precious and your time is limited. And the people that you choose to invite into your life and the people you choose to invest time in should really be ones that, you know, it feels good when you're doing it.
I don't think I could agree more. I think that is amazing. And you should always feel good with whoever you're hanging out with. And if you're not, that's totally something that you need to reevaluate. Jumping kind of a little bit into the energy, and you said a little bit about like the spiritualness behind it. I want to start off by asking, do you have any like morning rituals that you do or like habits that you do every single day that you find make you even more successful?
So this is interesting because I'm playing around with my morning routine right now and trying to find one that just really feels good and I don't want to say consistent, but a way for me to really start off my day on the right foot and keep that momentum going. So I do like flexibility in my mornings, but I always start off like the first hour of my mornings not working. So right now what that means is I'll get up, I don't really wake up from an alarm. I've been trying to wake up just like earlier because of my dog, but I'll wake up and I'll get out of bed into my living room onto like usually the couch and other soft surface. And I've been really loving starting my day reading and not reading business books. So I'm kind of over business books. And right now I'm reading a lot of books that have to do with manifestation, energy. I have some on witchcraft, just like all over the board, tarot, moon cycles, things that are interesting to me that would just interest me outside of business, just interesting to me in my personal life. And that's how I've been liking to get started with my day, being able to do something for myself. and take it a little bit slow too. Not
Which is
rushing
important
right into
in the morning.
Things. Yeah.
Oh, like I feel like sometimes people have, like just jump out of bed, jump onto emails or jump out of bed, jump on a conference call. And I know that it's like starting the day so abruptly can be a little bit crazy.
Yeah. And my best friend is like a morning person, 100%. She has like her day done before noon and I don't get on calls with anyone before 11 a.m. So it's so funny, like what energizes us, what we really find our rhythm in. And you know, just because I take a very relaxed morning routine doesn't mean that I might not switch it up in the future. It doesn't mean that someone who just goes straight at it right away is wrong. It's just like for me right now, this is what was really working, especially in the winter and colder months. I just could not start early.
Winter
is like
hard.
In hibernation mode.
But I do think you're right. Like to each their own. Each person has something that works very differently for them. And I know some people who might work their best at 1 a.m. Some people might do their best at like 4 p.m. You never know. So going back to a little bit about energy and manifesting as well. If something isn't going your way, or maybe you're having a struggle, how do you stay with that positive energy? Because I know I've read a lot of Tony Robbins and Gary Vee, and I listen to their podcast as well. And it's a lot about whatever you put out, you get back in. So I'm curious how you keep that positive mentality through even some rough times you may have.
So I think it's not forcing positivity. It's like allowing yourself to feel and then digging in and understanding maybe why you're feeling that way. So what I mean by that is if you're working towards a goal and you just constantly feel like you're underwater or just things aren't going your way or it's very much a struggle, you know, it's sometimes pretty hard to take yourself out of that and just like flip the switch like right away, right? Like you can't just go from feeling like a 2 and then go all the way to like super happy at a 9 or a 10. So I think it's first like realizing if you're in that negative mindset or you're just feeling that way, like why is it that you're feeling that way? I also really believe that when we aren't feeling good, it's our inner guidance system kind of like telling us what we aren't wanting. So like if we're feeling bad, it's because something that we're thinking is out of alignment with what we know to be the truth. So if we're really worried about something going wrong and we're really focusing on all the little things that are going wrong, it's a hint and it's the emotional communication from our inner self showing us like, hey, you're thinking about all these things that could be going wrong and it's making you feel bad because you want to be thinking and you know that all these things could be going right and then it'll make you happy. And being able to understand your emotions from that perspective as like kind of a communication tool, it's very much in line with the teachings of Abraham Hicks, who I love and recommend. And also being able to know that to quickly get out of that, it's just being able to shift and think, okay, but what do I want? Just if you can't immediately get really excited about something, it's just flipping the switch of I'm worried to I want this to happen, I want that to happen, to just focusing on what it is you want from the situation rather than like full belief that it will happen if that seems like too far out of left field to get to from like total worried state to I believe it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That middle ground of I want it to happen is a place to start.
Okay. So you want to change like I want something to happen to I believe this will happen ideally.
Yes. And not just saying that you believe it, but feeling that it's true. So there's a big difference between like saying, I believe whatever to be true, to kind of like speaking it into existence as if it's already happened. This is something I do a lot and I work with my clients on journaling. So journaling in the present tense and journaling affirmations, journaling things that you're wanting to manifest and being able to put those in the present tense and feeling the feelings that come along with having, doing, being, whatever, and feeling those now so that you can attract it into your life faster.
So if you were to be talking to, say, a future client on this podcast, what would you recommend for journaling if they were really kind of trying to figure out a path that they wanted to take?
As far as like a path in business or?
I would say maybe they're at a crossroads road in their life and they're choosing to either follow a business and they have a full-time job. We'll go with that one. How would you tell them to start like journaling or really feeling it within them and putting it on paper?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Okay. I think that I would have them start journaling out what feels good and what doesn't feel good. I think we can get really stuck into thinking that in order to manifest and in order to attract things into our lives, we have to constantly be thinking about positive things. We can't really dive into negative beliefs or anything like that. But I think it's really important to look at those things as well, because it's very telling. So, you know, it's kind of like a pros and cons list almost, where you're writing out the pros of what do you like about your full-time job? What do you dislike? What do you like about the idea of having your own business? What scares you? And I think even further than that, being able to journal out, like, what does your ideal life look like? Not having anything to do with your potential business, not having anything to do with your full-time job. Just like if you could have the ultimate dream lifestyle that would just make you so happy, what does that look like? And then when you go back and kind of review it, does your full-time job allow you to have that life, or would a business allow you to have that life? Because it all comes back to, why are we working? Why do we have a job? Because we want a certain kind of lifestyle. And that kind of gets forgotten a little bit, but is at the core of everything. Just being able to lead a life that you love and you're excited about.
And I think that's something that's buried a lot these days, because especially, I know, like, I live in the Northeast, and it's, you have to pay rent and you have car bills and there's insurance and everything just gets buried under, well, am I making enough money? And I think that's why so many people down the road, they look at their life and they end up saying to themselves, like, I have all this money, but I'm not happy. They forget that living their life is that they should be living a life that they want to live.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, like saving vacations or saving travel until you're old and retired is not a way to live your life. If you have opportunities to do it sooner, or you really want to do it sooner and be able to explore that.
I completely agree. So two more things quickly. I don't want to keep you forever, but can you just talk a little bit about money block? I know you talked a lot about that, and I know that you chat with your clients about that as well. So what do you mean by money block, and how would you overcome that?
Yeah, so money block is just kind of like a limiting belief that you have around money. So this can come from your childhood, usually. It usually develops when you're young. It usually develops by things that you just witness, things that you notice, and things that you learn. I guess not learn, but things that you start to accept as true from an early age. And these can also, I'm not saying like everything, all of these blocks were developed when you're like seven. You can develop them over time as well. But yeah, it's just something that is enabling resistance around the thing that you're wanting. So if you're wanting to be able to make five figures a month, or even four figures a month in your business when you're getting started, anything that comes up where it's like, but I can't because, or who am I because I don't have XYZ experience, or even going into deeper meanings and deeper rooted beliefs of money, where a few ones are like, money is the root of all evil. If you grew up in a religious background, where, you know, people who have money are mean, they're greedy, they're selfish. People who have money, like have to work hard for their money. Like you can't have money without working hard and working all the time. Like these are all beliefs that we attach to money that aren't true, but we allow them to create this resistance and this barrier between what we want. And they're really just excuses and interesting ways that we're just kind of sabotaging ourselves a little bit. So like a few for me when I was getting started in my business is, oh, well, I have to pay taxes now that I am a business owner and I don't want to do that. So maybe I just need to have more expenses so it all like evens out and then I'm not paying taxes. And I think taxes are a real big money block for people because as you make more, your taxes increase. And you don't ever hear of someone saying, I'm so excited this year I get to pay more taxes because I made more money. But if you're thinking about it in that way where I get to pay more taxes because I've made so much more in my business, like it's just a part of life. And if you're like, oh man, I just don't want to pay extra in taxes. I don't want to move up in the bracket. Well, then what are you putting out there? You're putting out there that you're not ready to grow your income. You're not ready to hit that next level because you just don't want to pay more in taxes. Like that's a really common one. There's like a few different.
I like that one. I know so many people who that applies to, as well as probably myself. So I'll be changing my thinking.
And so they just kind of pop up everywhere, you know, like debt is bad. You know, debt's just a way that you're paying for something over time. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. And being able to know that money is just energy. It's an exchange of energy. You know, being able to understand money in that way, I haven't been able to really conceptualize until recently. You know, it's something that you hear in the beginning of your either manifestation journey or opening up your eyes into some of this more spiritual stuff. And you think, excuse me, like, what are you talking about? That sounds a little crazy. What do you mean? But being able to go in and dive in and see like, okay, what are some weird hangups that you have about money and what is the actual cost of that? Like, is it actually preventing you from making more? Like if you think people that are, who are rich and who are wealthy are mean and self-centered and rude, and you don't want to be like that, then that's a block for you. It doesn't, you know, that isn't actually true. So going through and seeing like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Is that true? And dissecting it and realizing like, actually, no, like I get to make the rules. Like I want to be a nice person. I want to give back. And if I have more money, it allows me the means to be able to do that more, and impact more people's lives. So there's just, I could like talk about this forever.
No, but I love it. And somewhere I actually read something. I'm going to kind of butcher this quote. It was something along the lines of, sometimes people feel greedy for wanting to pursue a dream, but really if you're pursuing a dream and you're building your life, you have more to give back.
100%. Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting. Because I've talked to people who have felt bad about maybe pursuing their dream because they feel like they need to be working really hard because they see these people working really hard at ungodly hours and they just feel like that's like the only way to make money and have it be fair. And it's not.
Yeah, I think fairness is a lie. That we think that things have to be fair
in order to work out.
Or that we have to like pay our dues or that we have to put in like all this work, it's just a lie. I mean, if that's something that we believe to be true, it's true for us, but you can shift that belief at any time. And I say that and I know it like sounds flippant. Like it sounds like, oh, you can just change your belief. It takes work. I'm still doing it. You know, my clients are still doing it. But what you believe to be true will be true.
Oh, I love that. It's so true though. That is so true.
It's so true.
I guess I believe that's true. So along your way, what is the largest or greatest or most memorable piece of advice that you have ever received? or like something at the top of your mind or mm-hmm. so, you can yeah. think for a minute, obviously.
Yeah. I think stemming from like, if you believe something to be true, it will be true. Is there were, I guess like some stories and some beliefs that I kept like living and repeating to myself, and they were being, I mean, they were excuses for why I couldn't have be do whatever I was wanting to do. And the advice I got was, well, just write a new story. Like, and I was making it so difficult. I was making it so hard. I was putting all of this weight on something, and I was creating such a heaviness around these stories that I kept replaying and all these excuses I kept telling myself and this lie that I kept living of why I couldn't, wouldn't, or never would have or do or be something, someone, whatever. And I was just replaying all of this, and it was just like, write a new story.
Cause like we hold the pen.
It's going to be different. Mm-hmm. And just realizing like, oh, it is that easy. Like I don't have to keep telling myself these things and keep living this life that feels like so hard all of the time. I can decide for it to be easier. I can choose to want something different. And that's like the first step is just deciding to rewrite that story.
It's a decision.
It's a decision.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's true. I feel like actually in an episode that I just recorded, I was talking about how so many people want to do something, but you have to decide to do it and take action. And a mm-hmm. lot of people stop along the way when they come to a roadblock. And I said, that's how so many people fail. And that's why a lot of people don't achieve their dreams, is because they stop at a roadblock or their mindset turns to a not positive direction. And mm-hmm. I think deciding to do is the most important decision.
Yeah. And even just like deciding that you're ready for it to be different too. That's the first step, is just like deciding that you're ready for a new story. Like you're so tired of living this struggle bus. You're just like done with it. You're just like, yeah. I don't have room for this anymore. Like I'm just ready for it to be different. I don't know how it's going to be different, but I'm just like, I'm ready for it. And then that's like where the change happens.
I love that. And you're putting that out in the universe. You're telling the universe that you're ready. Mm-hmm. So in exchange, those vibrations can be shot back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love just like putting out like what I'm wanting and just like asking and just being like asking for guidance, asking for, yeah, I guess like mostly guidance, but putting out my wants into the universe to guide whatever you believe in. You could think of it as praying, and just allowing things to come to you instead of trying to force things all the time.
I agree. If you were to recommend any of these books, like manifestation books, what are some of maybe like your top two or three?
Mm-hmm. The number one I would say is to get the audio version of Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, also by Abraham Hicks. And I say the audio version with them because it's channeled. And so it's really meant to be listened to rather than just read. It's a lot more powerful when you're hearing it from Abraham. And I won't dive into like the nitty gritty of the difference between Jerry, Esther, Abraham Hicks. You can Google that. but definitely the audio version of Really Anything by Abraham Hicks. I love that. I would say if you're like not ready for that, if you Google it and you're like, I don't know if this sounds good to me. I mean, you could Netflix The Secret. It's very much within that same realm. And being able to kind of like open up your mind. It's a fun watch. I mean, I liked it. Another book that I've been really liking is, let me get the name right. It's called,
I know sometimes I love a book right now. Oh, I was saying, no, you're good. Keep looking. I was saying, no, sometimes I love books and I can remember quotes. I can remember mm-hmm. chapters, but I just can't remember the title, or I could remember like the gist of it.
Yeah.
So I feel you there.
Okay. The one I am reading right now is called Creating Money, Attracting Abundance. And that is another book that I believe is channeled as well. So you can look into that, but I'm reading that one. I'm not listening to it. It's by Sonia Roman, but the person, the entity, whatever, what have you, it's channeled through Orin, which is interesting. So if all that sounds like too woo, you're like, what's this girl talking about channeling, having to listen to something rather than read it? I would also say I really enjoy Gabby Bernstein. All of her books are super interesting in just being able to kind of like open yourself up into changing certain beliefs and being able to really kind of like change the momentum of your life. Like, the universe has your back is a good place to start. It's not specifically a manifesting book, but it is a good, it's just a good book to go through.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I so appreciate your time today, Liz. It's been amazing chatting with you.
Yes, if someone, thank you so much.
I'm so happy to have chatted with you. I can't wait to even talk to you more on the side. I have like other questions I want to ask, but don't want to take up all the time in the world. If someone wanted to find you, where could they find you?
Okay. A few different places. You could go to my website, lizwhite.co, and hang out with me there on my website. You could also see and follow me on Instagram. I'm on there all the time posting stories.
Stories are awesome.
I'm like so obsessed with stories. So that's at lizwhite.co. And then my podcast, which has recently launched, is Money Making Maven. And you can find that in iTunes and a few other places once I figure out how to get them there.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, so if someone is super inspired and wants you to coach them along the way, would they reach out to you via your website?
Yeah. So you can send me an email, hello@lizwhite.co, or even DM me on Instagram. We can set up a time to just like hop on a call, see what would be right for you. And I do offer coaching, and then I also host retreats as well. So my first retreat is in May, and then I'll be having a few more retreats coming up if something in person is more your thing.
That is amazing. Really quickly, can you just chat a little bit about your retreat before you go?
Yes.
I want everyone to get all the full info before I lose you.
Yes. So my first retreat is here in New York City in May. May 24th through 26th. I'm not sure when this podcast will go up, but it is a 3-day business retreat and vacation. So the first day we are doing workshops. The second day we're doing masterminding and group coaching in Central Park, which will be really fun. And then the third day we're exploring the city. So I'm so excited to be hosting it in New York. This is a great city. I live here. It's a great energy to really work on your business. And then in the following months and next year, I will be having another one here in New York, probably shortening it up to just a weekend to make it a lot more feasible for travel, that kind of a thing. And then probably moving some out to Colorado, Joshua Tree, and Bali as well.
Amazing. I'm going to have to check those out.
Those are all in the works. I'm still like solidifying everything, but for sure there will be another one in New York after this one in May if you can't get there in time.
Awesome. Thank you. I am so excited. And everyone who's near New York, you definitely have to check it out. I know there's a lot of East Coasters listening to this, so we will have to check that out on your website.
Yes. So everything is on my website. So you can click around there and find out all the details.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Liz, for joining Be the Influence podcast today.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's been so fun. I'm thankful that you just let me ramble on so many things.
If you can't tell, I'm a rambler. So I welcome any other ramblers as well.
Awesome.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Be The Influence podcast today. I had such an awesome chat with Liz and I really hope that you enjoyed it too. If you're listening to this on your phone, if you're listening to it on iTunes, please go to iTunes, give us a rating, leave us a review. I would be so forever thankful. If you're listening to it on your phone, please screenshot it, tag me in your story at lifeofchristy_ and send it to me as a DM or just tag me in your story. I cannot wait to feature you on my stories as well as in the next Be The Influence podcast. See you there.